One way to look at the importance that the United States attaches to this visit is the fact that they are accommodating President Buhari just next door in the Blair House, where heads of state that are extremely crucial to the interests of the United States are accommodated or are housed there. That's one thing. Two, this is a visit that is extremely important to both countries because of the stakes at hand. Boko Haram, obviously, health and regional matters, terrorism, dealing with the African countries because of Nigeria's unique position as a giant economically, politically, and socially in Africa. It could give America a lot of assistance in so many ways.
Mr. Buhari was just recently elected. He literally beat out an incumbent. The fact that Nigeria is embracing democracy must be of significant interest to the United States as well.
Well, Indimiaki, you must remember that a week to the Nigeria's election back in April, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visited Nigeria to stress the importance of that election, not just to Nigeria as a country, but to Africa and the world in general. It's unprecedented that an opposition party takes out a party like the PDP, which was in power for 16 years. And remember, this is the fourth attempt by Buhari to win this position. So I think they are opening a new page for both countries to start afresh. You know, the relationship between the U.S. and Nigeria under Goodluck Jonathan wasn't great, really, to be honest about it. So for both countries, this is a fresh start for them.